from maybe what we were taught by the world. You know, just by being here, you're already showing that you're like hearing the beat of a different drama. And I love that. I'm gonna be on paragraph 10, where it says, "You call for faith because of Him who walks with you in every situation. You are no longer wholly insane." That's the course's way of having positive thinking. The course is telling us we are no longer totally insane. You're no longer totally insane, and you're no longer alone. It's two things that's happening. We're no longer completely afraid, and we're no longer alone. And it says loneliness in God must be a dream. So you got to be dreaming if you think you're lonely. And you certainly have to be dreaming if you think you're alone. It's no way you can be lonely in love. And God is love. You can't be lonely in love. Isn't that interesting? You're no longer totally insane. You're no longer alone. And if you think you are, you're dreaming. It's all about hearing the course, and it's like, listen to it like somebody's having a conversation with you. It's almost like, okay, I want to have this conversation with a higher power. Now the higher power is having a conversation with me. And sometimes when people are having a conversation with you, you're listening to what they're saying, and you don't necessarily have to believe what they're saying, but listening to a conversation is different from listening to a class. So when we listen to this like we're listening to a conversation, it has a whole new meaning. Like, for instance, hello. Hello. I came here to let you know that you're no longer totally insane. You're no longer totally alone. And if you think you're lonely in love, you're having a dream. You have a relationship now that shares the goal of God. You have a relationship. You want your relationships now to have the goal of love, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
You want your relationship to have the goal of love, right?
Yeah.
Well, the minute you set the goal to have love, you also set the goal to be apart from loneliness. Because there's no way you can have love and be lonely. So you really set the goal to have truth come. So when you set the goal to have truth come, it's impossible to be lonely because the goal that you've set is totally separate from being lonely. Because loneliness in God and loneliness in love is an illusion. It's a dream. You're having a false idea about what you think is real if you think you are alone.
Yes.
Okay? You know, and the reason why you know you're seeing a world that you are making up, the way you know you are seeing a world that you are making up is that no one knows what's going on in it until you tell them. In a sense, if it's real, everybody's aware of it. As an example, and this is just a kind of a poor metaphor, but pretty much everyone in here sees this glass. So you don't have to say, there's a glass up there. It's a consensus reality, right? But the thing you have to tell me about would have to be the thing that's going on in your mind. And if it's going on in your mind, that doesn't make it necessarily true. Mm-hmm. And the mere fact you have to tell me about it is a pretty good indication it's not. So if you're lonely, it's because of something you're telling yourself in your mind right now. And if you are afraid, it's because of something you're telling yourself in your mind right now. If you don't feel really good right now, really peaceful right now, really happy right now, the only reason why you could be feeling that way is because of something you're telling yourself in this moment right now. So it isn't what's happened in the past or what may happen in the future that's making you feel afraid. What's making you feel afraid is what you're telling yourself God right now. The conversation in your mind that you have with yourself all day that makes you afraid is your ego. That is the ego. We hear the Course talk about the ego. It's talking about the conversation I'm having in my mind, interpreting what's going on around me, and then therefore evoking feelings and emotions and reactions to what I am telling myself, which might not necessarily be what's happening at all, because what's happening is unity, oneness, and love. And what kind of childhood you had is not affecting that reality. That is reality, and then there's your childhood. I didn't say you didn't experience what may have looked like it wasn't unity, love, and happiness. But unity, love, and happiness, that's the only reality. Our oneness is the only reality. And our differences in appearance and form is just a variety of ways that we're giving ourselves to learn the same lesson. I don't care about the color of your skin. I care about the content of your character. I care about what the content, what your purpose is, what your goal is, where you're coming from, because that's who I'm going to meet. It has nothing to do with the way you look. And by the way, you all are very cute. Very cute. It's really, so if you just be quiet, you're guaranteed a date. Just don't talk, you'll be okay, right? Don't you know, out in the day they ask you, what do you think about something? Yeah. And then you say, what do you think? And then when you say, what do you think, then that's impressing the other person, because it looks like you have an interest in what they are about. And you're trying to be interested instead of trying to be interesting. Most people go out, they want to be interesting, but the aware person wants to be interested. It's not about impressing. It's about knowing whether or not you're going to go home with a psycho. Because the cuter the psycho, the more likely you are to take them home.
Oh, yeah.
If the psycho came up there looking like... You probably wouldn't give me your phone number too fast, unless you were trying to convince yourself you had gone beyond appearances. But if they look real good, they are good. The Course in Miracles says in the world, what looks good to us, that is good to us. That's all it takes. Isn't that pitiful?
Yeah.
But it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really true. It's totally true. It's totally true. So if you are lonely, you are having a dream. And so you are now asking for the truth to come. And if you are, its call for faith is strong. If you're really asking for the real truth, unconditional love, to know your freedom, to know your power, to know your God, to know your oneness, well, the call for faith is strong. You have to have a strong call for faith. But you have to not use your faithlessness against the truth. Because when you use your faithlessness against the truth, it doesn't destroy the truth. It destroys your faith. If you spend all your time, if I say, you know, the truth is we are all one, and the truth is love is the only reality, and the truth is you are free, and the truth is you create your reality, and the truth is you are innocent, and the truth is you are guiltless. If the truth is there's only the present moment, and you go, no, that's not, that's a bunch of crap, that couldn't possibly be true, you're using your faith against the truth, so you're destroying your faith in it. The more I say it couldn't be true that you're a cool person, the more I destroy my belief that you could be a cool person. You could still be a cool person, but I wouldn't have any faith in you. And so therefore I'd meet what I was giving. I'm a radio station. I am a radio. There are a lot of stations that broadcast through me. You get the Earl station that you tune into. There's an Earl station that can be a fool. And there's an Earl station that can go off. And there's an Earl station, you know, whatever. And there's an Earl station that's beautiful, that's cool, that's fun, that's loving. It's up to you where you come in on my dial. And that's the way everybody is. They're giving you what you believe and what you are asking for and what you have faith in. And so, that's, and you know that's true because there are people you don't get along with that get along with other people. So if they just couldn't get along with nobody, you would be included. Everybody would be included, and so they wouldn't get along with anybody. If they can get along with anybody, then they can get along with you. But am I calling for love out of you, or am I calling for fear and conflict out of you? Depends on what I believe about myself and how much faith I have in the truth in you. The more personal history we have with each other, the more I'm likely to believe that what I believe about you is true. If you really want to meet a new kind of man, then you can't use your past experiences with men to judge the men that you meet. That's delusional. You know why? Because if you went out with me, guess what? I'm not the guy you went out with 3 months ago. That was another guy. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm sorry your husband mistreated you.